People say that a picture paints 1,000 words, but in the context of the two screen reading packages we're evaluating today, Jaws and Window Eyes, how much of the Microsoft Word picture do we, as blind people, have access to? Words don't come easy. For many years now, typing documents and word processing has literally been the bread and butter for a large number of visually impaired people who have worked in office situations. In addition, everyone wants to be able to write a letter, keep a list of telephone numbers and addresses, write a note for a sighted person to read, and so on. As a consequence, using a word processor for blind people is essential, and the application most people have installed on their PC is Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word is, I would say, the primary word processing package used in offices, and aspects of it are taught to people in schools, colleges, and rehabilitation centres worldwide. For these reasons, you would expect that, through the assistance of a popular high-quality screen reader, we should have access to as many of Word's functions as possible, and it would be hoped that, as well as providing access to the internet, which is the other growth area of today, screen reader manufacturers should do everything in their power to ensure that the access that we do receive to Microsoft Word is reliable, accurate, and effective. I should also add that we do live in a society where the visual presentation of documents is of profound importance, so it's equally essential that we receive accurate feedback in terms of the document layout, so that we can visualise the document in our mind as much as possible, thus avoiding potentially embarrassing situations. To be fair, in my view, both Window Eyes and Jaws for Windows fulfil most of the requirements that the average home user would need. Both screen readers have the ability to control the keyboard echo. You can have them reporting characters or words as you type them, or nothing at all for the proficient keyboard user. Navigating through documents is fine, although Window Eyes does a better job of confirming the character which is at the start of a line. When the home key is pressed, Window Eyes will announce the character at the start of that line. Having said that, Window Eyes does not read the first line of the document when Control Home is pressed, as Jaws does, and I'm sure that this feature would be helpful. It is easy to know with each screen reader the font attributes of text you have typed, such as the point size, whether it is in bold, italics or underlined, etc. Jaws, however, will tell you extra information about the document when using the keystroke for accessing such information, insert and F, such as the amount of line spacing which has been applied. Jaws and Window Eyes both perform exceptionally well in the spell checker, since each incorrectly spelled word is not only announced, but spelled, and hotkeys are provided to repeat that information and to read the error in context. And with both screen readers now, the open and save dialog boxes are very accessible. So where do the differences lie? There are quite a few small oddities which occur when using both screen readers with Word, such as the fact that Jaws copes better than Window Eyes when navigating through some of the toolbars, and more accurately reports the status of buttons on those bars, i.e. whether they are pressed or not. These are minor disparities, though, and so rather than concentrating on those things, I'd like to focus upon five areas where I think the two products differ greatly and demonstrate them to you. They are reading text continuously, selecting text, working with tables, completing an online form, and application-specific help. Before I do that, however, I want to talk a little bit about the approach taken by each screen reader in relation to Word. From the point of view of teaching a new computer user how to use a screen reader with Word, I would say that Window Eyes has the edge here. Jaws provides a lot of additional keystrokes which you can use when working your way through the various features of Word, and that's fine, since some people may advocate that it supports more features so you need more keystrokes. But nevertheless, it is a steep learning curve some people may have to climb, especially when some of the keystrokes Jaws uses could be considered unnecessary. I believe in teaching people using Windows concepts, and in some areas, it seems to me that JAWS tries to do more than was originally intended. Because of the powerful macro-like scripting language used, you are able to implement a whole range of manipulation into JAWS, which includes executing key presses. For example, there is a script included, accessed through Ctrl-Insert-V, which tells you the current version of Word you are using. When that key is pressed, JAWS, put simply, goes into the Help menu, selects the About dialog, focuses upon the version of Word, and speaks it. A sighted person would not be able to view the version of Word being used without physically going into that Help About dialog. This kind of dialog is often found within Windows applications, and getting people to manually follow this procedure encourages them to check the version number of their software regularly. What I'm saying here is that surely we must encourage people to use Windows as it was intended to be, rather than specific screen reader shortcuts. The Convert Table to Text option is another example. In JAWS, there is a keystroke to do this, which is Insert Numeric Keypad 5. It is already possible to do this through the keyboard. Yes, it may take a few extra keystrokes, but it is possible to do it. When you enter the Table to Text Conversion dialog box, in the normal way with Microsoft shortcut keys, you are presented with a series of options. For instance, you're asked whether you would like the text separated by paragraph marks, commas, dashes, etc. Using the conversion hotkey JAWS provides, you have no control as to how the conversion is carried out. JAWS just goes ahead and does it. It all comes down to the old debate as to should a screen reader just read the screen, or should it provide efficient keystrokes to get the job done more quickly. But I think sometimes JAWS is doing quite a bit more than just getting the job done. It's making decisions for you, which you should be doing yourself. Now that I've made those introductory comments, let's focus upon the six areas that I wanted to talk about, and we'll start with the continuous reading of text. I should say throughout the demonstrations, I'm using a computer with a DeckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer installed, and of course I'll be using JAWS for Windows version 3.7, and the latest update of version 3.7 has been installed. And I'm also using WindowEyes 4.1, which is currently in the public beta cycle at the moment prior to the official release. One of the things you are going to be able to want to do within Word is to read a long passage of text. And both screen readers have had a read to end or say all feature, in the case of WindowEyes and JAWS respectively, for some time now, which gives you the ability to do this. Within the 4.1 release of WindowEyes, GW Micro have taken a bit of a step forward here, because what they've done is implemented a backtracking and forward-tracking facility. What I mean by that is that when you start the read-to-end facility within WindowEyes with Shift-Control-R, you are able to backtrack a line or a successive number of lines by repeated presses of the left arrow key. And similarly, you can jump forward a series of lines with the right arrow key. This is very useful, for example, if you're listening to a document at a very rapid rate, and you miss an important point within the reading of that document. What you can do is you can press the left arrow key just once, and that will cause WindowEyes to start reading from the beginning of the current line that is being read out at the time. A second press of the left arrow key will cause WindowEyes to read the preceding line, and so on. The reverse is also true, as I say. If you know that you're not going to benefit from the next few lines of text, you can lightly tap the right arrow key the relevant number of times, and that will cause WindowEyes to skip lines. And this feature is extremely useful, and it's a really nice touch because we as visually impaired people, of course, cannot skim our eye down a document in order to locate a certain passage of text. But what we can do now is, fairly rapidly anyway, press the right arrow key to jump succeeding lines. I'm just going to demonstrate that to you now. I've got a document loaded into Microsoft Word that I created in Word recently, and it's an article I wrote for the RNIB about access technology training. So I'm going to start that now with Shift-Control-R.
Having invested thousands of pounds in computer hardware and software, you will want to get the most from it. It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training to meet your needs, whether you are a new computer user or at a more advanced level.
And I'm going to press left arrow.
It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training
to meet your needs, whether you are a new
computer user or at a more advanced level. Visually impaired individuals need to
develop
training by
left arrow twice.
Understand, user or at a more It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training to meet your needs, whether you are a new computer user or at a more advanced level.
So you can't actually start the second press of the left arrow until the speech synthesizer has started to read the text once again, and you'll notice there's a little gap there. So you do have to hold on a little bit. You can't press it twice very quickly. You have to wait until the speech synthesizer begins. Let's just continue with that, and I'll advance several lines through the text with the right arrow.
User at a more advanced level. Visually impaired
individual. I'm going to do that now with the right arrow.
Experience. Technology. Individual to afford, especially if cassettes where the instructor blank. Due to the package in the sometimes fail to teach.
Okay, there is quite a significant pause there, and certainly on my computer, that is the case with the Eloquent speech synthesizer as well. I wondered if the little pause was only apparent with the DeckTalk Access 32, but it doesn't appear to be. JAWS takes a different approach. You use the left and right hand shift keys in order to move through the text, the left hand shift key obviously taking you back through the text. What it does, though, is it enables you to customize through the configuration manager how much of the text you move through by using those shift keys. You can actually navigate through the text either by one line at a time, a sentence, or a paragraph. In other words, you can tell JAWS every time the shift key is pressed, go back to the beginning of the current line, or go back and read the last sentence, or go back and read the last paragraph, whichever you prefer. The problem with it is that the left-hand shift key, when you press it, irrespective of how many times you do so, will only take you back to the beginning of that element. So in other words, if you've got it set to the line reporting, if you press the shift key when JAWS is reading out the text, JAWS will of course go back to the beginning of the current line you're on. But it won't go back any further than that, like window eyes. You can't actually go back, say, two or three lines if you wanted to do that, or two or three sentences. It's not possible in JAWS to make that happen. However, what you can do with JAWS is advance by as many elements as you like. So if you've got it set to the line reporting, pressing the right-hand shift key two or three times will advance to the relevant number of lines forward through the text. I do feel that JAWS is far more responsive when you tap the right-hand shift key to advance lines through the text than window eyes is when you tap the right-hand arrow key. If I just press insert down arrow now,
having invested thousands of pounds in
and then the right-hand
hardware
shift
and software,
key,
it is therefore vital to secure the right level, user or at a more advanced level. Person understanding the technology, there are greatest one, self-1-2-1-2 is.
So as soon as I'm hitting that right-hand shift key, JAWS is advancing to the next line in this case. One advantage JAWS has in this area is that while the Say All mode is in progress, you can speed up and slow down the reading of the text. You can do this by the page down and page up keys, respectively. And that's a feature you might like to use. In Window Eyes, however, you can temporarily silence the reading of the text. If you know that there is a portion of the document that you don't want to listen to, you can just tap the Control key. The read-to-end feature will still be happening, but you won't be hearing any of the speech output at all from Window Eyes. When you press the Control key a second time, the speech will resume. I'll just demonstrate that now.
Having invested thousands of pounds in computer hardware and software, you will want to get the most from it. It is therefore vital to secure
Control,
the right level of...
And it's still ticking away there, the read-to-end. I'll press Control again.
Blank. Two. Training establishments blank. A number of...
And we're on item two already. Now, item one was quite a long paragraph, I can tell you that, and the read-to-end was still going along very, very rapidly, but you just didn't hear that happen, because I pressed the Control key, but it was still going along there. So that could be useful for skipping unwanted chunks of text. What I don't like about the read-to-end feature in WindowEyes is the indexing when you stop read-to-end. The way that you do stop it is by pressing the escape key. In JAWS, it's the control key. When you do press escape, the cursor is nowhere near the last word that you heard WindowEyes speak. If you're lucky, it might be on the same line, but it's certainly not near the last word that was spoken. And this can be very annoying if you're listening to a document and you want to alter the occasional word and you stop read to end. It would be nice if the indexing was a little more efficient. With JAWS, it's just so much easier to correct something because you really are on the word that was spoken when you stop the say all command with the control key. I'll demonstrate the two screen readers now. I'm using WindowEyes at the moment and I'll start read to end.
A number of rehabilitation centers, colleges and societies for the blind are now offering resources and group training sessions for visually impaired people.
And I've pressed escape immediately after WindowEyes said the word people. Now, if I check our current word with WindowEyes' say word command.
Training.
Okay, we're on the word training. Now, I figure that we're some way off the word people, so I'll press control and right arrow to advance to the word people.
Sessions for visually impaired people.
There it is. So we were four or five words off there, weren't we? Now I'll apply the same exercise to JAWS. I've cursed up to the same place within the document where we heard the WindowEyes read to end, and I'm going to start say all with insert down arrow, and after the word people, I'm going to press the control key.
Two. Training establishments. A number of rehabilitation centers, colleges and societies for the blind are now offering resources and group training sessions for visually impaired people. Here.
And I've stopped it there. And the next word, after the word people, full stop, is the word your. And we just caught that JAWS was too quick for me there. But if I use the say word command in JAWS,
your,
we can tell that we're on the word your. If I use say character,
why,
I can tell that we're sitting on the capital Y. So it's really put us in a very nice position. If I control and left arrow back here,
period,
we're on the full stop, and that's the end of the word people. So it's extremely accurate in the indexing. That's all I want to say about the reading of a long document. Let's move on now to selecting text. I think there is a little bit of a myth going round on some of the mailing lists that WindowEyes does not perform well when it comes round to selecting text within Microsoft Word 2000. I wouldn't have said that was the case. There is a little bit of a problem in WindowEyes in some applications, and in some applications it's unclear as to whether you've selected text or whether you've not selected it. Sometimes you have selected it, and WindowEyes will say unselected. But in my tests with Word 2000, that doesn't seem to be the case for me at the moment. I should say that in order for WindowEyes to work effectively in Word, in whatever situation, both the standard and formatting toolbars must be checked. And also, under the View menu, which you can get to with Alt and V, and then T for toolbars, there is an option under that menu called Customize. If you press Enter on the Customize option, that takes you into a three-page, multi-page dialog box, and the third tab, I think, is labelled Other. The first checkbox within that tab is called Standard and Formatting Toolbars Share One Row. Now, that must be unchecked. You can then press Enter when WindowEyes says unchecked, and that will activate the OK button, and that will ensure that WindowEyes performs optimally within Word 2000. Once that's happened, I've got no problem with performing any of the functions that WindowEyes is meant to be able to do within Word. And certainly that applies to selecting text and unselecting it. If I give you some demonstrations of it, you'll see what I mean. If I read the current line,
having invested thousands of pounds in computer hardware and software, you will want to get the most from it.
I'll start selecting words with Shift Control and right arrow.
Having selected, invested, selected, thousands, selected, of, selected, pounds, selected.
So there's no problem with it at all there. If I press Shift Control and left arrow,
pounds, unselected, of, unselected.
And I'll use the say selected text command, which is Shift Control M.
Having invested thousands.
It does correctly report the text which has been selected. I'm going to press the home key to remove that selection.
H.
And of course, the first character on the line is H for having. I'm going to select a couple of lines here with shift and down arrow.
Having invested thousands of pounds in computer hardware and software, you will want to get the most from it. Selected. It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training to meet your needs, whether you are a new computer. Selected.
I'm going to press shift up arrow now to unselect one of those lines.
It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training to meet your needs, whether you are a new computer. Unselected.
So while there might not be any obvious difference between the two screen readers in terms of selected text, because they both report the selection of characters, words, and lines very well, and there are keystrokes in both screen readers which will repeat the text that you have selected, I just wanted to correct the misapprehension that Window Eyes does perform poorly when selecting text within Word 2000. It certainly does in other applications, as I've said earlier, but we're focusing on Word here. To my knowledge, though, JAWS is the only screen reader which will operate successfully within the extended selection mode. What I mean by that is that you can press F8 in Word at any time, and then without the shift key held down, you can use any of Word's navigational keystrokes, i.e. right arrow, control right arrow, down arrow, page down, control page down, etc. You get the idea. And by that method, you can select really long passages of text, and it's very helpful to be able to do that. Window Eyes certainly doesn't perform at all in the extended selection mode, and JAWS does to a fashion. Of course, I've got JAWS still running, and I'll press F8 now to go into the extended selection mode.
Extended selection mode on.
And I'm now going to press down arrow by itself.
Having invested thousands of pounds in computer hardware and software, you will want to get the most from it. Having invested thousands of pounds in computer hardware and software, you will want to get the most from it.
So while JAWS is speaking, certainly what I've selected, we're getting extraneous speech here for some reason. If I arrow down a bit further.
It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training to meet your needs, whether you are a new computer. It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training to meet your needs, whether you are a new computer.
Okay, you get the idea there. You're getting repeated text. I'm just going to come down one more line.
User or at a more advanced level. Visually impaired individuals need specialized training by an...
You can always press the control key to quieten that down, of course. If you now want to move a word at a time along the third line that you've selected, for example, with control and right arrow, here's what happens.
Having. Person. Having. Understanding. Having. The.
What it's doing, yes, it's telling you the current word that you're selecting, but it's also repeating information from previous lines.
Having concepts.
If you want to be absolutely sure as to what it is that you've selected, you can use the say selection command, which is shift insert down arrow.
Selected text is, having invested thousands of pounds in computer hardware and software, you will want to get the most from it. It is therefore vital to secure the right level of training to meet your needs, whether you are a new computer user or at a more advanced level. Visually impaired individuals need specialized training by an experienced person understanding the concepts.
Okay, and that's exactly what we've got selected. If I use control and left arrow now...
Having.
Okay.
Having.
We're not getting speech reported correctly at all, so you would need to use the say selected text command in order to verify exactly what it is that you've got selected. What JAWS is doing there is reading the first word in the document itself, okay, which is the word having, and that's where we started selecting. Just as a final tip for anyone who wants to use this particular selection mode, you can press escape at this point.
Extended selection mode off.
And that turns it off. You can now navigate through the text as you normally would. So, yes, it works, but it works only to a point. Now we get to the features which really do separate the men apart from the boys, I'm afraid. I don't want to be ungracious about it, but that is very much the case. And we begin with table support in Word. Tables are very good for neatly presenting work, for creating invoices or mailing labels. For various tasks, I use tables literally every day of the week. JAWS provides unparalleled high-quality support in terms of access to tables. When you tab or shift with tab from cell to cell, JAWS has no problem about telling you the row and column number you are working in. If a table is located in the middle of a document, you'll hear confirmation as to when you move into the table, and you're also told when you move into a nested table, a table inside a table, if you like. Keystrokes are included to read cell contents, such as the first cell in a row or column, since you may need reminding of headings, particularly in large tables. Well, I've got a simple table that I've composed in Word, and I've got it loaded now. It contains information about albums that reached number one in the charts in 1963. In row one, column one, we have the date that the album reached number one, so that's the top left-hand cell in the table. Row one, column two is the album title, column three is the artist name, and column four is the record label. I've got JAWS running at this stage, and I'm in row one, column one. I'm going to verify the contents of that cell with a keystroke that JAWS provides.
Date.
And it says date. I'm going to tab through the columns.
Tab. Title. Column 2 of 4.
So it says title, column 2 of 4, which is what you would need to know.
Tab. Artist. Column 3 of 4. Tab. Label. Column 4 of 4. Tab. Blank cell. Column 1 of 4. Row 2 of 6.
Okay, so it's got six rows, we know that now, and we've gone into row two at this stage just by pressing the tab key. And to neatly present things, I've left a blank row in between my column headings and also the main bulk of the data from rows three to six. So I'm going to arrow down at this stage to bypass that row, so we're now moving into row three.
Row three of six, 19 January 1963. Tab. Out of the shadows, column 2 of 4, tab, the shadows, column 3 of 4, tab, Columbia, column 4 of 4, tab, 2 February 1963, column 1 of 4, row 4 of 6.
If I want to be reminded of the column heading here, all I need to do is press the appropriate keystroke which tells me in JAWS.
Date.
And it says date, that's Alt on figure 1 by the way. If I just tab a couple of times.
Tab, tab, Cliff Richard. Column 3 of 4.
Okay, it's Cliff Richard, and obviously we're in the artist column, but I can verify that in JAWS.
Artist.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. It's reading the first cell within this column. What about the first cell within the row? Let's try that one out.
2 February 1963.
That's right, because you may have headings in the first cell of every row that you may need to know about. So you can see how effective it is. In WindowEyes, it's a very different story. The fact is that you have no table support at all in Word. Within WindowEyes 4.1, there will be table support in Internet Explorer, but nothing in Word at all. GW Micro do say that they're going to concentrate on this within the next full release of WindowEyes, and I sincerely hope they do, because, as I've emphasised, it's extremely important that we have access to tables for all sorts of reasons. Fortunately for me, when you tab from cell to cell, Word does highlight the contents of the cell in question. So I've made use of that feature, conveniently provided, and I've developed a little set file, which contains a variety of other features to enhance the performance with WindowEyes in Word as well. But what it does do is give you some limited support for tables in Word. When you tab from cell to cell, you do at least hear the contents of what's in there, and you can verify the contents as well. Let me just show you what happens in the conventional set files. If you arrow down into the first row of four columns,
19 January 1963, out of the shadows, Columbia.
Okay, now if I just tab into column two here,
at, lane, call, one.
That's all you get, and if I tab on,
at, lane, call, 1.
So here's what happens. If I press Alt and figure 1 here, that will take me into one of my set files, and it switches table mode on.
Table mode on.
Now I'm in the first column, in row 3 actually, and if I press Shift, Control, and M, which is the read selected text command,
19 January 1963,
it tells me what's in that particular column, and I'm going to tab on now.
Next column, out of the shadows.
Okay, it says next column, which is fair enough, and then out of the shadows, which is the album title. I'll tab on further.
Next column, the shadows.
And again.
Next column, Columbia.
And I'll shift tab.
Previous column, the shadows. Previous column, out of the shadows. Previous column, 19 January 1963.
Where it falls down a little bit, unfortunately, is if you press the down arrow key.
Next row. 2 February 1963. Summer holiday. Cliff Richard. Columbia.
You get the whole row being read out. And I've made it say next row, and if you press the up arrow, you get previous row. But unfortunately, the column that you're sitting in, when you do that, is not highlighted. If I read the selected text with Shift-Control-M...
No text selected.
Okay, so what you have to do, a little workaround, is tab and then shift and tab to highlight the contents of the column.
Next previous column, 2 February 1963.
And there it is, it's being read out to you. So, as I say, it's not perfect, but it's a halfway solution for the time being. But I think, with complete respect to GW Micro, they really do need to concentrate their efforts fairly urgently on table support in Word. If Windowize is going to maintain to be a credible product to be used in the workplace, then certainly table support is an integral feature, and is a subject that comes up time and again on mailing lists. From visually impaired people, when are we going to have access to tables within Word using Windowize? So I think now's the time, really, that something needs to be done. JAWS is also far more informative when using the advanced features of Word. It can alert you, for example, to the information in footnotes, endnotes and comments more easily than Windowize does. But it can also detect when you move into borders within a document, and it has the ability to interact with the spelling and grammar checker to inform you of incorrectly spelled words when you're proofreading your document line by line. Now, granted, having this feature switched on can be tedious and irritating, but at least JAWS has the power to detect the information presented, which after all is visually presented on the screen. It's there to be seen. Many places of employment use online protected forms to complete information for internal use. I have to use these in my job. The forms I use contain edit fields to complete and checkboxes to check or uncheck. With JAWS, not only is it possible to enter data into this kind of form, but it's also possible to create them yourself for other people to use. Now, the difference in terms of how the two screen readers perform in forms is really like the difference between night and day, to be honest. It seems hardly worth me demonstrating this in Windowize, because really nothing happens. If you tap from field to field in the form...
At 2.2, lane 7. At 2.4, lane 8, call. At 2.6, lane...
It just doesn't say anything that makes any kind of sense. And if you just shift and tab back, you get no speech whatsoever. I've got the same form loaded now, and I'm going to load JAWS for Windows. I'll tab now through the fields in the form.
Tab. Date colon. Edit. 1.775 inches. From left edge.
Okay, so here I would type in the date. I can't alter the headings for anyone who hasn't used an online form. You'd want to know what it was about. All I can do is just type in the date, which I will do. It's the 30th of March.
30 space. M-A-R-C-A space.
2001.
2001.
And now I tap.
Tab. Name of parents colon. Edit. 2.797 inches. From left edge.
Okay, so it says name of parents, so I'll put Mrs. Hartgen in here.
M-R-S space H-A-R-T-G-E-N.
Okay, and tab.
Tab. Address colon. Edit. 2.056 inches. From left edge.
So here you fill in the first line of the address, but let's just shift and tab back so we can hear some of what we've filled in.
Shift tab. Name of parents colon. Edit M-R-S Hartgen. Shift tab. Date colon. Edit 30 March 2001. 1.775 inches from left edge.
Now also in this form we have a section where we have a variety of leaflets listed. And what we have to do is to check or uncheck the boxes pertaining to the different leaflets. And this is a trigger to our head office for the leaflets to be sent out to the individual families. So if I tab here.
Tab. Useful contacts. Checkbox unchecked. 5.247 inches. From left edge.
Okay, so we've got a leaflet here called Useful Contacts. Well, that might be a good one, so I'll press the space bar to check that.
Checked.
And
space.
Tab.
Tab. Educational Contacts. Checkbox unchecked. 5.247 inches. From left edge.
and I'll check that box as well.
Checked. Space.
And now I'll just shift tab back.
Shift tab. Useful contacts. Checkbox checked. 5.247 inches. From left edge.
So you can see how easy it is to fill in this form. If I didn't have JAWS on my computer, I just couldn't do my job. Because I need to be, obviously, filling in the same form as my sighted colleagues. So I need to be able to fill in forms like this, and I can only do that with JAWS for Windows. No other screen reader that I have on my computer allows me to do that, and certainly WindowEyes doesn't allow me to do it at all. Now finally, let me tell you about the application-specific help relating to Microsoft Word. WindowEyes provides a little bit of help. If you press Shift, Control, and F1 when you're in WindowEyes, you actually do get a little bit of a keystroke summary. There are a few keys which WindowEyes provides that allow you to hear things like the text alignment, whether it's left aligned, centered, or fully justified, etc. As I said, the cursor position that we identified earlier, the point size and the style of the text, whether it's in Times New Roman bold and so on. So there are probably about half a dozen keystrokes there, which WindowEyes provides, and they are listed within the online help. But there isn't much room to put anything in the online help anyway. I've found when I'm creating set files, I've only got a little bit of room in order to put things in, useful keystrokes and so on. So I have to create a separate TXT file, which gives all the instructions that people would use, and that's how people read through the documentation. JAWS is very different in many respects. Not only have you got a full online help facility, so when you press Insert and F1 twice quickly, you get a help dialog containing a series of links. For example, there's one link called Getting Started, and it tells you how you can actually set up Word, how you can customize it to work optimally with JAWS. And in fact, really, what it's saying in there is that you don't really need to do anything to customize Word to work optimally with JAWS, because it will work okay out of the box. There is another link which is called JAWS Useful Keystrokes, and that'll tell you, obviously, all the useful keystrokes that you can use with Word and JAWS. And there's another section which I really like, and it's called Helpful Hints. And this is screens and screens of information. Got to be about 8 or 9 screens in there, possibly more, I've not counted. But it tells you how you can use Word effectively with JAWS and the different keystrokes you can use. And it explains how those keystrokes interact with Word as an application. There is also a keystroke which will give you a list of shortcut keys, Microsoft shortcut keys, of relevance to Word that you can use with any screen reader. You can get a list of Word shortcut keys with Insert and W, and you can get a list of JAWS hotkeys by pressing Insert and H. You don't need to go into the help system if you don't want to with Insert F1 twice quickly. There's a quicker route of getting them. But JAWS goes even further than that. If you're in a main document, it will tell you, if you press Insert F1, just once this time, quite a few things about the document that you might not know. Now, I'm not sure how it gets this information, but however it does it, it's very, very cool. I've got our table document loaded about the hit albums of 1963, and I just press Insert F1.
This is a document window. This is a cell in column 1, row 1. Of a table containing 4 columns and 6 rows. Cell width is 2.287 inches. Cell height changes automatically. Pressing up or down arrow will read lines within the cell. To move from cell to cell, use Tab and Shift Tab. When you tap to a cell, its contents are automatically selected. To view the contents of the current cell, use Insert plus Tab. The document contains one table. The document contains one section. Margins for this section are set as follows: colon. Left equals 1 inches. Right equals 1 inches. Top equals 1.25 inches. Bottom equals 1.25 inches. Document protection status is colon. No protection.
Now that just blows you away, really. It's fantastic information that you're getting there. As I say, I don't know how it happens, but it's really good anyway. And you can do that in any document. If you want to know different characteristics about a document, or perhaps what you should do in a certain situation, you can press Insert and F1, and JAWS will have a go at telling you that information. I should also add that Freedom Scientific have developed a series of training cassette tutorials which do take you through how to use both the basic and intermediate features of Microsoft Word with JAWS for Windows. They are fairly pricey, I must admit. They're not cheap to purchase. I think there are two of them and they're about $79 each. However, they are there, and if you want to purchase them, then I'm sure you can go to www.hj.com and you'll get information about pricing and availability and so on in your country or region. As far as I know, GW Micro have not gone down the tutorial route, and they've not produced anything that's really specific to Windowize, teaching people how to use Word. Other agencies, including myself, I have to say, have produced tutorials which do include Windowize keystrokes. But GW Micro themselves haven't produced anything. And that's really all I can say about how Windowize interacts with Word. So overall, am I in favour of a particular screen reader? I'll be honest and say that, for reasons other than word processing, my primary screen reader is Windowize, and I love to work with it, I really do. But I mustn't let that cloud my judgment. So my final comments must be, if serious word processing is important to you, and that includes access to tables and other visual presentation features, then JAWS has to be the screen reader of choice when accessing Microsoft Word.